We are in that Chav Zayin, where this again start over the Shaila from the Gemara. He brought you Lahu, Monkla the Shaila, Balas Haget or Balas Maima Eze Mehem Kedavis. If two Noshim fell to one Yavon, one is a Balas Haget and one is a Balas Maima, then he gave a get and one he made Maima. So which one should he give chalitza to? And the path of the Torah. If Balas Haget Adifa, so we'll learn the Gemara the way the first Lashon in Taisha says, Balas Haget Adifa, maybe more zikr was taken away by the Balas Haget, Mishum Da'aschu Boba Chalitza, because the get is ready as Aschalas HaChalitza, so it was Matki the zikr, so there's not too much zikr left over. So therefore, he should give chalitza to the balas maima. I do me balas maima radifa, or maybe by the balas maima there was nechlash reiv of the zika mishum the kaivel abia. It's just like a yibum was made, so there's not too much zika left. So memela the chalitza should be done in the balas haget. Omar Avashi Toshma, Omaydra Mgamriel, she is Getach a Maimer, Omaymer Ach a Get. Mgamriel who holds, ain't Getach a Get. Ain't Maimer Ach a Maimer, he holds, he is Getach a Maimer, Maimer Ach a Get. He get audit, if get would be a Sile Kazike, more than Maimer, Lelahani Maimer Abasai, then Rabbi Gamliel would not say that one could make Maimer if to get. Just like he holds, if the get accomplished, of course, Chazal will not misakin another get for the tzoret. We say that that there's nothing left over. So if get would be a greater, of course, zikir than the maimer, so maimer wouldn't help. The maimer adif, and if maimer is a greater, of course, zikir than get, lelahani get a basre. Lelav shmamino, ki adodi ninu shmamino. So, and of course, zikir both are equal. Each one is mafkiya the zik in its own way. Maimer is like a knusin, get is like a chalutza bokaponim. The of course a zika of both are equal. Is therefore, so he can give chalitza to anyone he wants to. Before we go to the first taisvus pshat and the rivon, let us just finish the taisvus on the sugya. Toshma umay deram gamliel. So the Gemara brings a raya from Rabban Gamliel, that Rabban Gamliel holds, Yeshket HaChamayma is a raya that they're shoving. So Taisha says, Mida Rabbonon, why didn't you bring a raya according to Rabbonon? Rabbonon also hold Yeshket HaChamayma. Rabbonon, the Shemini Lohu Perkam Gamliel, the Yeshket HaChaget HaMayma HaChaget, Yeshket Achaget O Maimer Achaget. That the Rabbonon that hold Yeshket Achaget O Maimer Achaget and Yochel Hovi Raya. So there's no Raya from the Rabbonon. Then the two, the Yeshket Achaget. They hold Yeshket Achaget. So there we see from them Afilu Odif Kamo, Afilu the first get, was Mesalek Roiv of the Zike, Mahani Geru Abbas Elitveis Vamashe Sheir Arishon. They hold that the second get can also accomplish something. The Rabbonon hold that there, as long as there's some sort of a shiraim, and the zikha shiraim and the zikha, because you need chalitz min ha-Torah. So since there's some shiraim in the zikha, some amela, so this place for a second get. So therefore they hold yeshmai meracha get, but that does not prove in any way that they're equal. Could be that, of course, the zika of get is greater than that, of course, zika of maimer. The afal pi ken yesh maimer acha get, because they hold that even though an ashir kodui, it is also an inyan of a get. That's they hold yesh get acha get. Avram gamliel, the is, like, he holds the in get acha get. He holds that fakert, if the Iker, of course, Iker came from the first get, Chazal will not misaken a second get, to also be toifis on a mitzvah Iker. Svaru, the Yodiv get me maimor, maimor me get, le mahani guru litvais acha kama dodiv. So if one would be better than the other, the maimor would have accomplished more of course Iker than the get, or the get from the maimor, so then it wouldn't be nitvas one after the other. Kamoish ein moyel get acha get, a maimor acha maimor. So since we see that one is nitvas after the other, so we see that they're equal. So the Gemara says, I get odiv leitahani maima basreif. And that the Gemara is proving that according to Ram Gamliel, they're equal. Kadodinim. So Taisu says, afal gav, what does this mean? I get odiv leitahani maima basreif. That if get is mafkiya de zikim, so maimer shouldn't help. So Taisa says, "Afal gav da fulacha chalitza kedushin taifsim." Where do we see that get is not odiv? Could be get is mafkiya de zikir, but maimer is a kedushin. What if a person gives chalitza? He can also make kedushin afterwards. So does that what kedushin is taifis? A person gives chalitza to the Yevamah. So now there's a lava of la yivna time. But lamaisi can make kedushin afterwards. So the hafkos, there's no zikir anymore and he can make kedushin. Hafkos zikir is not a stira to kedushin. So mamela, so what does the Gemara say? E get odif. If get is mafkiya, the zikir, so he can't make maima. Why can he make maima? Maimer is a kedushin. Afilu after chalitza, he can make kedushin. So Tosfos answers, "Haini mishum davi kedushin deraisa." No, a kedushin deraisa you could make after chalitza because kedushin does not need zikir. I will be yevomid lehava maime elami darabonon ein lelohelach eget he get odif. That means maimer is a yibum dikedin. Maimer is not a kedushin dikedin. Maimer is bemokim yibum. So in yibum is zikah dependent in the zikah. So if the get would be mafkiya, the zikah would be impossible to make maimer. Ein loy lohoy rache geti get odiv. That's one pshat in Taisvis. Inami oima ri de bereise de moidram gemliel kaima masnissen de perkam gemliel. This bereise is going on the Mishnah. The mekminon lor ke rabbi kiva ohoslam bigmore. The Gemara says that Ram Gamliel holds like rabbi kiva that kedushin isn't taifis b'chai ve'lavim. The whole kasha that Taisus asked, even if get is olim, but kedushin could still help. So Taisus says it's not true. According to the Mishnah also from Rabbi Kiva, that kedushin is not taifus b'chai b'lam. So if get would be odif from maimer, so then, the maimer should not help on the tzore. He get odiv, the get bemokim chalitzikoi. So memele, so, and he says, yesh maimer acha get. So from that we see that they are similar. Kadodininu. The Davoini, I don't understand this so well. I feel it is similar. I mean, if there's a problem of Loyivna, if there's a problem of Loyivna, so the Gemara is measuring the of course Azike of Get, Klapi the of course Zika of Yibum. The Gemara clears out a both mafkiya the same amount of zikya, or one is mafkiya more zikya than the other. So lechayre, if one is mafkiya the same amount of zikya, so then it's good. Why the Maimer is Chal. Manushech, if there's a problem of Kedushin is not Tevis B'chai V'Lavin, and Midarabonon, after a get is a Loivne, so if they're equal, so why should the Maimer be Chal? Perhaps Pshat and Tevis is as follows. We had learned yesterday that what is Taka the Svore of Rabban Gamliel? The Gamliel said that Yesh Maimer Acheget V'Yesh Get Achamaimer. So Gamliel said that the Bechad Tzad Tofis Get Bechad Tzad Tofis Maimer. So Rashi had explained over there that that you divide the Yevom in half, and the Get works on one half, and the Maimer works on the other half. So therefore, when one gives a get to a Yevome, so half of Midrabonon, we consider like half of this Yevome was Nechla. There was a chalitz on half of the Yevome. There was a chalitz on half of the Yevome and half of the Tzore. So Mameli, you can't give another get to the Tzore because this half was already Nechla from the first get. So in get ache get. But the other half of the Yevome was not touched. So therefore, the Maimer works on the other half. So therefore, Yesh Maimer Acheget. That's what we had in the Gemara. So Lechere, the Shaila of the Gemara, the Get Odif, if Maimer is Odif, Lechere, the Shaila was, if the Get creeps into the Maimer Chalik, or if the Maimer creeps into the Get Chalik, that would be Odif. I mean, if each one works on its own half, so then one can't shepherd the other. The Maimer is Chal on the other half, and the other half there's no Layiv there. On the other half, the Get Bechlal didn't accomplish anything. That's if they're equal. That each one is in their own halves. This half is Geget, this half is Maimer. So Memele, so one is not Menaged the other. Each one is working in its own territory and under its own boundaries. The Savik of the Gemara was maybe one goes into the other half also. That was the Shaila that this is Mafkia, not half of the Zika, three quarters of the Zika. So it goes into the territory of the Balas Maimer. So then Lechere, it could prevent maybe the Kinyan of Maimer. So the Gemara says, no, they are equal. Let's see the next Taisvis. V'tifshayt, so we can be poshit from this. If they're equal, the Achas Peiteres Chavota. That the Chalitza of one of them will pater the Chavota. Period. If they're equal, the chalitza will pata the chavata. Now, so Tosfos Lemaisa is saying as follows. Eloki adodi ninu v'tivshei ta'achas peiteres chavata. That one patas the other. Now, we just have to understand one thing. And then we'll understand what Tosfos is speaking about. The Shaila of the Gemara was, we have here Abalas Haget and Abalas Maimer, and we did not know which one was Nifka Morzike. And the one that was Nifka Morzike, so the Chalitza is accomplishing less by this one. So the Shaila was, you have to give the Chalitza to the one who there's Morzike left over. Not the one who was Nifka Morzika. That was the Shaila. And the Gemara answered, they are equal. So if they're equal, you can give one and one part to the other. Period. Vahainu, so but now Tosfos, it says, this is not so poshet that equals one can part to the other. Vahainu ki Shmuel, this is according to Shmuel. Uchelishne de Koma de Echad Chaylitz lekulon ha'emtzois. So this is going according to Shmuel, that Shmuel held that on the third sister, since both Achim can give a chalitza psula, the third sister is an achayis chalutza to both Achim, so then Shmuel said one brother could give. So we see by Shavin, If they're, both of them are equal, both don't have to give chalitza. Uche Ravashi, and Ravashi had said that what Shmuel said, cholatz la'achli yish le'niftu tzores v'cholatz tzores niftu la'achis. So Ravashi said le'ali mezike l'shvuye tzore k'erve. So Ravashi said that when the Shmuel hold, you can't give to the achyos because the achyos are worse than the tzores. So we have in this Mahalach in the Gemara and of Chavzayna Medalev that equals you need one chalitze, but the giving from a Gerua to a Meula, you would need two chalitzes. That means if you gave to the Gerua, you have to give to the Meula also. Cholatz la'achlis and iftaru tzores. So according to these guidelines, that's according to Shmuel and Ravashi, so our Gemara is very good. Our Gemara declared which one is the Gerua, then you'd have to give to both if you started with the Gerua. And the Gemara says, no, they're equal. And by equals, one chalitza is sufficient. But according to the Loshen and Afcha Zayin and Medalev, that it says, Yischil, Bitzoris, Yischil, Ba'achilis, Ligma, Bitzoris, Koma, Heich, so that Loshen holds, Heich, Idchiyadodin, Yitzchichishtaim chalitza. That lotion holds afilu by equals. Also, one doesn't part to the other. The hischul be achyos because if there was Leia in Rochel and he gave chalitza to Leia, lo yigmer afilu betzores, so he cannot be goyim betzores. He cannot give tzoras Rochel chalitza. Lo imifter Rochel bechalitza sorosa d'adife. Even though the tzore is a little better than Rochel. So Memele, but still it doesn't help. An equal Zicha doesn't help. So it's not going according to that lotion. That basis says another thing. The whole Shaila is if you hold Yesh Zicha. Lamand Yoma Ein Zicha, for the Cholot Zabalas get Nifter Otzore. Basis Shita is if you hold Ein Zicha, so for the Cholot Zabalas get, you gave to a Geruah, it'll help for a Ma'ula. Now, let us go back to Avo Rivon Pirish. Now, the Gemara flowed pretty well, according to Pshat in Toisvis. According to the first Pshat in Toisvis, the Shaila was, is the Get Mafkiya Mozike, so make sure to give to the Chalitza, to the Balas Maima, or is the Maima Mafkiya Mozike? Avol Rivon Pirish, but the Rivon did not, let's go back to the top Tosfos, the second line. Avol Rivon Pirish Balas Get Adife, the Hischil Bechalitze, Ulekach Yigmer Bo Chalitzosoi. The Rivon learned, like the Pashtus of the flow of the Gemara is. The Gemara said, Balas get the balas maime ezemem kedemis. Which one should we give chalitza to? Balas get adifa. We should give chalitza to the balas get. Mishum the aschel bo bechalitza. Eidul me balas maime adifa. Mishum the krevel abiyah. So aschel bo chalitza is a reason to give to the balas get. Krevel abiyah is a reason to give to the balas maime. So now we have to understand what's pshat. Later the Gemara said, if Maimer is Odif, there means if Maimer is Mafkiya Mozike, so the Get shouldn't be Chal. He Get Odif, if Get is Mafkiya Mozike, so the Maimer shouldn't be Chal. Here Adifa means that it is better to start with this one, Frakel. Yeah. But the flow of the Gemara would seem like the Rivon. So we have to understand what is Pshat in the Rivon. Why are these reasons to start off, you should give the balas maima chalitza, mishum de krevel abiyah. So what? And, or you should give the balas get
that he should give the balas get chalitze, the aschol bo b'chalitze. There is a ritva here. Perhaps the Rivon learned like this ritva, but it's a very interesting ritva. The ritva says, chalitzas balas get, b'chalitzas balas maima, shteyem gruis. Both of them are gruis. Both of them have cheschoines. But greyusa mishune zu mizu. But they don't have the same type of cheschoines. The ilu greyusa da chalitzas balas get, hi greyusa begufe shel chalitze. The chesoren of a balas get, the chesoren, you should not give a balas get, hi greyusa begufa shel chalitze, the ichlash loktas, kiven the hischel bo b'chalitze, that he started already b'chalitze, so already there was of course hazike, that's one thing, mikol mokem, he oisa pu'ula gmura b'nafsha umatzlo nafsha. But, that's the chesoron of chalitze. But it has a maile that it can finish off the chalitze that is given to a balas get that can take care of the Yevame completely. That means, after you give her chalitza, she doesn't need anything else. She's finished. There's a chasorin and a balas get. We're starting off with a smaller amount of zike. There's a mailin a balas get, but when you, the chalitza that is given to her, this is a chalitza which will take care of her completely. It'll be mafkiya the zike legamri. Ubalas maimer hui behepach. Balas Maimer is the exact opposite. The Koya Chalitzosa Kayim Kamoishi Fakert. He says the Maimer did not take away the Zika. You need Chalitze. He seems to say, we had mentioned the Svara that could be after Yibum, is a daim Yibum im Rishonim Aleh. Yibum does not take away the Zika. Adrabe Nischazik Zikosa Tuve. So fakert, the chalitza, there's a greater need for chalitza by her than by the balas get. But, ugreyusa di dohaina lefishaino pe elas ba'atzma pula gemure, but the greyusa of chalitza by the balas maimer is because it's not mafkiya the hozike. You still need a get. So, kreiva lebiye, since it's kreiva lebiye, so now chalitza doesn't help. You need a get. Leidach gise, so that's the chesorin. That is the chesorin in the chalitza. There's a mile in the chalitza, because since it's kreiva lebiye, so there's a stronger zika that it's taking off. So Kreivel Abiyah spells out a mile to give chalitza to her, and there's a chasaron also to give chalitza. Hischel chalitzosa, there's a chasaron, there's a shvacher zike, but there's a mile that, since you started the chalitza already, so with the get, so the chalitza which we will give later will completely knock off the zike. So each one has a maile and a chesoren in these nekudas gufe. Lachi mesavkeloi im oiso shenischaske bo pulosa ligbo benavsho. Maybe you should give chalitza to the balas get because the chalitza of the balas get will take off the whole zike. Even though the zika got a little shvacha, the pula of chalitza will accomplish, will take care of the zika completely.
Or
or maybe you should go and give to the Balas Maima. That Fakir, the Balas Maima, there still is a strong Zik over here. So she needs Chalitza more than the Balas Get needs Chalitza. So Mamele, you should give the Chalitza to her and not to the Balas Get. That was the Shaila of the Gemara. So it's a very interesting Shaila. The Shaila was Mitzad Echad. The need of Chalitza is greater by the Balas Maima because there's a complete Zikah. And Mitzad Acha, the accomplishment of the Chalitza is greater by the Balas Get than by the Balas Maima, because the Balas Maima needs, after the Chalitza, it still needs a Get, and the Balas Get, after the Chalitza takes care of everything. So it could be the Rivon learned like the Ritva. Let us go further to a new sugya. This is a new sugya now. Omar Rav Huna Omar Rav. Beis achoyois yevomois shenoflu lifnei yovam echad. There were two sisters that fell to one yovam. Cholatz l'rishayne, he gives chalitza to the first sister, hutra, so she'll become mutter. Cholatz l'shniye, he gives chalitza to the second sister, utra. We'll see in Taisa's Takasha that this is poshut. What is he telling us? Well, let's go further. Meiso rishayna. Now, what happened if the first sister died? Rishayna, first and second is, we call, that means, the first one is when the first husband died, so she fell to Yibum. The second is called that her husband died after the first one's husband died. That's called the second one. Meiso rishayna, if the first sister died, is muta bishni, is allowed to be miyabim, the second sister. Now what does he mean? He means to say as follows. This is what we'll say the way Rashi learns. Kozman, both sisters are alive, he can't be miyabim, any of them. Because each one is achois zekukosoi. So Mimele can't be miyabim, any of them. Meiso rishayna, but what happens if the first sister died? So now the second sister is no more achois zekukosoi. His muta bishni can be miyabim, the second sister. Now, let us just ask a pertinent question. But the second sister, when she fell the yibum, she wasn't a chayse. And there's a din kol yevomish and ikeiribo bishas nefila yevomi yovil arei keishisach sheesh lebonim. The second sister was nesra bishas nefila. So we will see as the sugya progresses that Rav doesn't hold of nesra by Ezeke de Rabonim. So Memela, so Rav said, if the first sister died, he's permitted to be miyabim the second sister. Ve'ein tzorich loima, and Rav said that's poshit, meiso shniya. If the second sister died, shemuta barishayne, mishum dahavi yevomo shehutro v'nesro v'chosro v'hutro tachso l'tero rishin. By the first yevomo is the zichino din nesro. Because when the first Yevomah fell to Yibum, she wasn't a Nechay Zekuke, so that was Sutra. Later, when the second sister fell, it became Nesra. Now that the second sister died, is V'chaz Rebruta Tachza Leteira Horish. So this is the member of Rav. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, L'rishayna Shenof L'rishayn. He gives Chalitza Cholatz l'rishayna, shenof l'rishayn, kutcha l'shut, so she becomes muta l'shut. Cholatz l'shniye, he gives chalitza to the second one, kutcha l'shut. V'hu adin im cholatz l'shniye v'acha kach l'rishayne. And Rashi says the same din will be if he made the seder fakert. That's what Rashi says. The Rishash wants to be Meir, he says he would say Fakert, not like Rashi, that the Seder is Meirdik Meduyik over here. Why? The Rishash time is that the first Yevomeh, there's a Chalitza Olim, because when she fell, she wasn't an Elva, she wasn't a Chayzekuke. So she fell with a real good Zike. The second Yevoma fell already with two strikes against her. She felt she was an Achayis Zekuka already. So now, the second one who gets Chalitza ends up with a Chalitza Gerua, because she's Achayis Chalutzosoi. So he said, he would have said, Lule Divrei Rashi, that Rav is telling us a Seder, that it's preferable to give Chalitza first to the first one, and then give to the second one. That's what he would say. Lefinis daite shloim lechatchile yachlitz l'rishoyin nekoidem, v'tayim rabbi kamshim dezikosa yoysa olam, v'bishas nefilosa hoysa ruye lisyabem, v'chem gam chlitzosa tzoch liyuskoidem shloitia achayis chalutza. That's what he has said. But Rashi seems, does not hold this svara. Now later they both became a rayas. What does it matter that before it, there was a zikir, but now both of them are nescho already. So Rashi holds, there's no difference whatsoever which one you'll give chalitza first. You have to give both chalitza and they'll become mutalishuk. Meisa rishayna beloy chalitza. What happened if the first one died? Beloy chalitza. We'll come back in a minute where Rashi said Beloy Chalitza. But let's just finish the Rashi. Meisa Rishayna, the first one died, Muta liyabin es hashniya. Now you can be miyabin, her sister. Va'af al-pi shebishas nefiloso achois zekukas Rishayna oiso. He says, how could you be miyabin? As soon as the second sister fell to Yibum, she wasn't a chayzekuke. There was no mitzvah of Yibum. So that's right. There was no mitzvah of Yibum when she died. But after the first one dies, now the zike falls off from the first one. Now she's mutter. She was taka ad achayse kuke. She was also liyibum bishas when she fell. But now that the first one died, so she's no more achayse kuke. The last lay, hode shanine beperikaitzat, in Rav does not hold what we had said in the second perik, ach mas nisen dohochet, Ilaman de Yoma Yeshzike, Yeshzike, the Kimno Lael, the Hoyle Venesra Olo Vishasna Fila Sula Mishtarye. The Gemara asks Akashe in the second Perek, why does it say in our Mishnah, Abo Achim, Shtaimem Nisui Shtay Achyeis, Umeiso Nisumis Achyeis, is Shtaim Chilzeis, Vuloy Misyamais. So the Gemara asks, why didn't you give Chalitze why didn't you give chalitza to the first one and maybe Yam the second one? Well, fakel, so the Gemara says it's a din of Nesra. Ra'il v'Nesra olo b'shas nefila l'sula mishtarye, as if she was Nesra b'shas nefila. So she's not mutter anymore. So, The Mishnah that says that both sisters need chalitza is not like Rav. Rav says that if one died, you give chalitza to the second one. So who adin? If you gave chalitza to one of them, you can give chalitza, then you can be miyab. Rav said if one died, you can be miyab in the second one. So who adin? If you gave chalitza to one of them, you can also be miyab in the second one. So it's not like the Mishnah. Ve'ikele is suvi. Mimas nisen, we can ask Akasha and Rav from the Mishnah. Diktani chelzeis, v'loy misyabmais. The Mishnah says that both sisters get chalitze. You're not permitted to be miyabm any of them because of the din of Nesra. Amai, according to Rav, why? Leich letzchode, give chalitze to one, v'lishtere idoch, and let the second one be mutalis yabim. Rav says we don't hold, there's no din zikir. Later, the Gemara, at the end of the sugya, the Gemara is going to ask a kasha and Rav, and there's no teretz on this kasha. The Gemara, it seems from Rashi that the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yechon, who wouldn't know Rav, And then we don't have a teretz take. The Mishnah is take not like them. Then Rav continued, Vein tzorech loyma meisa shni, Navada gevis, if the second sister died, Fuloi cholza, Shemuta barishoine, Shehoisa ruyu liyabim bishas nefiloso, the rishoine was ruyu liyabim bishas nefiloso. Elo shenofla zu achrei kein. So bishas nefila, you could have been miyabim the first one. Then later the second sister fell a yibum. Va'asarto, and her nefila asa the first sister. V'kivin shemei sazu, now that the second sister died, choscha l'teira rishin. So Rav holds bekitza nimrods that if you have two sisters, and they were both also achayis zekuke, if one of the sisters died, and now they're no more achayis zekuke, so you can be miyabim that sister. Aye, there was a din esra. Rav holds there's no din esra. We'll see later, because since zika is a darabon, there's no din esra by zika darabon. Let us go further. V'rabi Yochanan oma, Rabi Yochanan is chaylik on Rav. Rav said, whichever one died, you can be miyabim her sister. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, meisa shniya, if the second sister died, is muta berishayin, she's allowed to be miyabim the first sister, because the first sister was hutra, the nesra b'chazra b'hutra. Abo meisa rishayin, but if the first sister died, also b'shniya, then he's not allowed to be miyabim the second one. My time, shekol yibo mishen ani koi rabo bishas nefilo yibo miyobi ala rei zukeishis ach sheesh labonim basura. Because there's a din of Nesra. So you have a machloikis Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. If the first sister died, if he's mutan the second sister, because the second sister was Nesra bishas nefilo. And the first sister, they both agree that, you can see, if the second sister died, he's zichik miyam the first sister. Because the first sister is Hutra Penesra B'chazra B'Hutra. So the Gemara asks, V'Rav Leslei Hai Svore, Rav doesn't hold of the din of Nesra? What is Pshat and Rav, if the first sister died, you can be Miyabim the second sister? V'Omar Rav, Kol Isha She'ena Nikoyre Bo Bishas Nefila Yevom Yovi Alev. Rav had said, if Bishas Nefila, there's no mitzvah of Yevom Yovila, arei hi keishis ach sheyesh leibonim v'asura. So what is Pshat and Rav? So the Gemara answers, ani mili eiche dikoi ba'apa isa achis isha de'arais. When did Rav say there's a din esro, if the Yevom was also, was an erva minatoyrem, so then Rav holds, so filush becomes ois erva. But the Eishes Ach was Nesra B'Shas Nefila, and it remains also. Abol Och Zike the Rabbonon, but here there's only Zike the Rabbonon. She's only an Elbe mi the Rabbonon. She's only an Elbe the Rabbonon. So then the Aloch is that Kozman, she's an Achoy Zekuke. She's an Achoy Zekuke. She becomes Ois Achoy Zekuke. Her sister died. So then, Yimutu to be Miyamah. What does Rashi say? Rabbi Yochanan Omar Meis Oshniya Muter Barishayna Oyel B'Shas Nefilos Oyseru Yeloi. The Rishayna was Hutcho V'Nesra. Now the Gemara asks and Rav. Rav doesn't hold his Adin of Nesra. So he says Kol Yevom Mishen Ani Kai Ribo. So Rav the Gemara answers Hani Mili Baches Isha De'Rais. What's the case of Baches Isha De'Rais? Ki Goin Gimel Achim. There are three brothers. Beis mehem nisuyin beis achoyis, and two brothers were married to two sisters. Umeis echad mehem, and one brother died. Vacharkach meisa ishtei shol beis. So when one brother died, she fell to the brother that's not married to her sister, and she also fell to the brother that's married to her sister, and that was the din esra. And then later, her sister, who's married to the second brother, died. Rav had said that the Yevama remains also to this brother. Since Bishas Nefila, she was an Erve, so we say the Eishes Ach did not become Mutter Bishas Nefila, so he remains also. So Rav said, yeah, there we're speaking about an achisisha de raise. Here we're speaking about achisisha kuki de rabononi, bekeven de meisa shaye. So here the elva of achisisha kuka only asks calls manchis and achisisha kuka. But the elva of achisisha kuka does not ask the ishisach. So therefore, so as soon as it becomes oisa achisisha kuka, so she's mutter liyabma. Let us go further. Eisvei Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbachanine l'Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbachanine is the kasha to Rabbi Yochanan. We learned in our Mishneh, Arbo Achim, there were four brothers. Beis Mehem Nisuyim Beis Achoyis. Two brothers married two sisters. Umesu anesuyim eso achoyis. Now the two brothers that married the two sisters died. So now we have two sisters falling to two brothers. So the Mishnah says, Arei elu chiltzeis v'loi misyavmeis. So both of them you give chalitze. So poshet we learn, pshat, why do you give both of them chalitze? Because now they're both an achos zekuke, they can't be miyabim one of them now. That's for sure. And after, if one brother will give one chalitze, so the second brother cannot be miyabim the second one because it was nesra. That's what we understood pshat. So we see from our Mishnah there's a din nesra, and therefore both brothers have to give chalitze. So the Gemara asks, "Vamai?" According to Rabbi Yochanan, why do both brothers have to give chalitze to both sisters? Why do both sisters need chalitze? Leiku chad minayu lachetz lo l'shniya. Let one of the brothers give chalitze to the second sister. V'tehevi rishoyne legabi idach. Now the first sister legabi the other brother. So yes, the kasha and Rabbi Yochanan, according to you, that you say that the first sister will become mutter after the second sister dies. So according to you, after he gives chalitza to the second sister, the first sister also will become mutter. Because there's no din nesra, since she was hutra, v'nesra, v'chosra, v'hutra, tarzel et teira rish. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, how do you learn pshat in the Mishnah? Omalei, so Rabbi Yochanan said, achoyes, eine yedeh mishonam. I don't know pshat in this Mishnah, I don't know who said such a Mishnah. So Rashi says, eine Mishnah, eine chanami, the Mishnah doesn't make any pshat. So vergreist the Mishnah, I don't know pshat in the Mishnah. You're 100% right. The Shetaka give chalitza, one brother should give chalitza to the second sister, and then the first sister, you give him miyab. So the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yochanan, why are you don't have any pshat in the Mishnah? The lame olay, let's try to figure out pshat in the Mishnah. My chiltzis nami diktoni, chiletzis chode. You give chalitza to one. Chalitza means you give Abu Achim, you give chalitza to the second sister. So the Mos says, chalitza to one. You can't say that. It says, chalitza is a loshen rabbi. So the Gemara asks, v'leima my chalitza is dalme. We had such a loshen before on Amad Aleph that it means, whenever this will occur, you'll always give chalitza to the second sister. That's a tight chalitza. All second sisters you'll give chalitza. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Arei elu ktani. It says, elu chertzis. Elu means, these two you give chalitza. So what should I say? So it says, klar in the Mishnah, that you cannot be miyabim the first sister. So the Gemara is further, V'leime d'cholitz leil rishoyne bereshe. He says, I have a beautiful pshat. The Mishnah means he first gave chalitza to the first sister. Now, if you give chalitza to the first sister, you cannot be miyabim the second sister, because the second sister was Nasra. So that's in the Mishnah. Chalitza is the Mishnah, that's true. There's a time you have to give chalitza to both sisters. When is that? If you started off with the first sister, so then the second sister was Nasra. So Memela, so both of them need chalitza. So Rabbi Yechanan says, Chilzeis lechatchilik toni. And it says, that's what you do. Not if he gave chalitza to the first sister, you give chalitza to the second sister. The Mishnah says, you have to give two chalitzas. Let's learn the Mishnah ontlich. Let us see Rashi. It's a vergreiste Mishnah. It doesn't have any pshat. So the Gemara asks, V'leimalei my chiltzis chodo shniye. Maybe it means you only give chalitza to one of them, to the second one. So the Gemara says, it says a loshen rab. So he says, maybe it means chiltzis da'alme. Kalecha de misrami ki yagavne. When there's ever a case of two sisters falling for two brothers, you give chalitza to the second ones. Chiltzis ashniyos. She says, "Harei elu mashma hanechtarti da'irbu." It seems these two, what we're speaking about, these two need chalitza. You have to give chalitza to the first one also. So the Gemara said, maybe the Mishnah is speaking about the cholas l'rishayna bereisha. He had already given chalitza to the first sister. The sulay mishtar yeshniya. So then you can't be miyabim the second sister. Shaloi niris b'shas nefila. Because b'shas nefila was nesra. She wasn't roilish yabim b'shas nefila. So he answered, Chilzeis lechatchila mashma. Kloima ain kanta konachas. There's no other eitzah. That's what you do. You give both of them chalitza. So that's why I don't understand the Mishnah. The lema lay, so the Gemara asks, let Rabbi Yechanan tell him, gzeira dilme kodim v'cholitz l'rishoyne bereisha. Now let us see Rashi. The lame olay, let Rabbi Yechanan say pshat in the Mishnah as follows. Gzeiro dilme kodim v'cholitz l'rishayne b'reish. Sarashi says as follows. You're right. Chilzeis means you tell both brothers, Rabboisai, give chalitze to both Yibomis. You're right. Are you asking a kash on me? Why do you do that? You should tell one to give chalitza to the second, you can be miyabim the first. That's your kash. Okay. We'll come to that in a minute. So you know why you don't say that? Is the amrit lohu chalutzu lishniye v'yibmu rishayne. If you're going to tell this to Yibomim, listen, one of you give chalitza to the second one. And one of you should be miyabim. The other one should be miyabim, the first one. And that would be ideal. But that chazal would not matter this. Why? Gzeire, dulme kodim chad v'cholitz l'rishayne, v'osi libumi id. If you are going to tell them, Rabbeisai, there's a seder, you give chalitza to the second one, and you should be me, and the one brother should give chalitza to the second one. One brother should be miyabim the first one. So you know what's going to happen? Dilme kodim chad v'cholitz l'rishoyne v'osil yibum me'idach shniyah. They're going to hear that you should give chalitza to the second one, be miyabim the first one. They might do it fakert. One will give chalitza to the first one and be miyabim the second one. The Savri Ma'ichpis Bein Zulizu. What's the difference in give chalitza to the first one, Yabim the second one, give chalitza to the second, Yabim the first one? So that's the tchune of people. They understand, that I understand very well. One brother gives chalitza, and then you can't be miyabim, maybe that they know. And the other brother will be miyabim. But that what you said to give to the second one, first chalitz, and then maybe I'm the first one, Ma'ich bis bein zu lezu. So this is dangerous. Chachomim hizaru b'divreichem. If you're going to tell them, Rabbeisai, give chalitza to the second, and bibiyabim the first, what they're going to hear is what they understand. Give chalitza and then bimiyabim. First and second, they don't understand, so they're not goyris that. So mamela, so they'll do fakir. So therefore we can't talk to them, give chalitz and yibum, because that's dangerous. You're talking about yibum, they're gonna make yibum on the second and chalitz on the first. Avo. So mamela, so what do we tell them? Rabbeisai, both of you make chalitz. Both of us make chalitz. So then they heard both of us have to make chalitz. That's good. Avo b'diyevet shecholatz lishniya tchila. What happens? One person gave, that was the directions. Give both chalitza. But b'diyevet, let's say one gave chalitza to the second. And now, the first one comes to Bezdin. Here's a shayla. Rebbe, can I be miyabim the first? Now, if he's asking such a shayla now, and there's no shashkilkel anymore, so Bezdin could be, would tell him, okay, you can be miyabim, what's wrong not to be miyabim the first? Bezdin didn't want to speak about yibum to both of them because they might make a kilkul. But if Lemaise, the second one got chalitza, and now the first one is asking Bezdin, could I be miyabim? Could be, you could be miyam. So the Gemara, so the Moses in Kashram Yechna, so why do you say you can't understand the Mishnah? I'm telling you, good pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you have to tell both of them give chalitz. You can't talk about yibum to people who don't know the oimik hapsak. You'll talk about yibum, they'll make a mapecha, they'll make yibum on the second and chalitz on the first. So you can't talk about. But me'ikar adin, the Mishnah also holds. Lu yitzuya. One made chalitza on the second, now the second one will come and say, I want to make yibum on the first. Then like, just like you said, Rabbi Yochanan, that the first was hutra v'nesra v'chaz v'hutra, you'll see chetel, make yibum on the first. The man, the chazi, the cholatz l'shniya bereshe, the one that will see that they made chalitza on the second, v'chozer v'yayabim kamaise, and then the other one made yibum on the first, asik adaitei le'osi le'michlitz le'kamaise le'yibum mishniya. Now, this end of Rashi, le'davoini, I don't understand too well. It seems Rashi is asking a kasha. Rashi is saying a teretz. The kasha I understand beautifully. The teretz is a little difficult to understand. The Gemara held now that if one brother gave chalitza to the second sister, then the second one could get permission to be miyabim. Chatchila, we don't talk about yibim, but if it worked out that the one brother gave chalitza to the second, the first one could, now you could be miyabim the first one. So Rashi says, L'chayre, this is dangerous. Someone is going to look. Someone that also had such a maise, the two sisters fell to two brothers. He's going to look. Oh, Yene gave chalitza. He gave, first they gave chalitza and then they gave yibum. So if you say this is also mutter, why doesn't your gzeire apply here also? Someone is going to see what was done there. He got a heta bezin. They're coming out of bezin. So one brother gave chalitz and one brother gave yibum. So now someone who sees this will duplicate it. Oh, chalitz and yibum. And he'll mix up the numbers. So he'll give chalitz to the first and yibum the second. So Rashi says, the man, the chozi, the cholatz l'shniya bereshe, one that will see this, that one gave chalitza to the second, and then the other one was miyabim the first. Asik adaita, oh, he chaps already the lomdis. So I don't understand. If Bezdin tells them, Rabbeisai, give chalitza to the second and yibum to the first, then everyone is a klotz. First, second, what's the difference? Second, first. But if they don't hear from Bezdin, he's a next door neighbor and he sees that Yenner was chalitz, first the second, and then the second was miyabim the first, then he becomes a lamdan. Then he figures, oh, that's the seder. He won't make a mistake.
I don't understand this. About Kaponim, there's something missing here. But on Kaponim, Rashi seems to take care of all problems. That you don't tell them Chalitza and Yibum, but if you'll make Chalitza and Yibum, it should be Mutter. There's no problem anymore. So again, we're up to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, why do you say you don't understand the Mishnah? The Mishnah is telling us, L'chatchila, we tell both of them to give Chalitza. But if Lebais, if one gave Chalitza to the Shniyah, then you could be Miyabim the first. So the Mishnah stims with you. So Rabbi Yochanan said, let's learn Elach the Mishnah. V'loi misyabmois k'toni deleka din yibum hocheklau. The Mishnah says, you can never make Yibum. According to me, you can make Yibum. So Mamela, I don't understand the Mishnah. The Mishani V'loi Mishyab Moistani, so Rashi says, Dinami Cholatz L'Shniya Ein Kan Yibum. Even if you'll give Chalitza to the second one, there cannot be Yibum. So that it's not like you. V'loi Malei, so the Gemara says, so that's ain't the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, "V'leima legzera shema yomus va'osa levatal mitzvahs yevomit." So, what's your problem? Say the Mishnah holds ein zikir va'osa levatal mitzvahs yevomit. So, therefore, you're not allowed to be miyavim any of them, and you hold yesh zikir. So, mamela, so according to you, you're allowed to be miyavim the first one. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan lemish misa lechayish. This whole inyan of maybe one brother might die and there'll be a bitl mitzvah yevomim. Rabbi Yochanan holds lemisa lechayish. Let us see Rashi. The leimalei. Let Rabbi Yochanan tell him. The Tane is not answering al Zike, these two sisters. The Svila ain Zike, he holds ain Zike. The time of Mishum Zike, if the Inyan would be out Zike, so then you'd be 100% right. Michi Cholatz Lishniye, as soon as he was Chalitz, the second one, Upoka Zikosa, Shori Liyibu Mirishayin, is allowed to be Miyabim the first sister. Kido Omriyano? Elo time, under the time, it doesn't hold Yer Zike, El time Mishum Shema Yomus, Kido Omriyish Pirke. The reason why you can't be miyabim any of them is because it's achsha shem yomus. Dulma ad miyabim chad mayasidach. If one brother will be miyabim one sister, the other brother will die. And after the other brother dies, so it comes out that the second yevomeh will be, is an elveh from to the first brother, and there will be, we will mafkiya mitzvah yibum. If the second brother would be alive, so he'd make chalitza yibum. But maybe the second brother will die. We move out to mitzvah yibum. Umishem hochi. Therefore, shokol rabbanon din yibum meyachoyis legamri. So therefore, the rabbanon said no yibum, right? Because yibum might be mevatel mitzvah yibum on the other sister. Afilu cholatz lochod minayu. As afilu, the Rashi says now. Now, that's very good. You're not allowed to be miyabim the first one because there'll be a bitl mitzvah yibamim. But what happens? Afilu cholatz lechodim. Now, afilu gave chalitza to one of them, so now there won't be any more bitl mitzvah yibamim. Loi botli su mitzvah yibamim. So he also went matter yibum. Ki heichad leyargilu yibum b'achoya isvosi yibum ilechadchila. People are not massing this whole union of bitl mitzvah yibamim. So if you'll be matter yibum, they'll make yibum on the first one. Kami chalitza. And v'adim yabim chad ma'yisidach. Aval gabim misid delo, da'ili bo Rabbi Yochanan leka lemigzahoch. So Mamela, the Gemara is asking Rabbi Yochanan, what's the problem with the Mishnah? The Mishnah holds ein zike. The Mishnah holds you're not allowed to be miyabim any of the sisters out of Salavat mitzvahs yevomim. So that's Pshat the Mishnah. You hold yes, Zika. So you hold if you give if the second one dies, or if you give Chalitza to the second one, you can be miyabim the first one.
So the Gemara answers, no, Rabbi Yochanan holds, there's no such thing of chashinu lemisa. So you wouldn't want to say pshat in the Mishnah holds chashinu lemisa, but also levat for mitzvahs yibomit. So the Gemara asks, v'leim v'leir Rabbi Elazari, v'oma kivin sha'om da'olav sha'achas be'isa nesra olav elomitz. So Rashi says, Rabbi Lezi bepeg beishamai, v'anot da'omri kerabona. Now, who is this Rabbi Lezi? So Tosfos brings down, and v'leim v'leir, ובקונטרס פיירש תהיינו רבי לזה בפרק המגרש, דסנן המגרש אס אישתוי, בהחזירו, a person gave his wife a get, and then he remarried her, מותרס ליאבים, so she falls ליאבים, because we say, מיסה מפלס, Rabbi Lezer Oisa, Rabbi Lezer Asas, because Rabbi Lezer holds Nisuim Rishonim Apilim. So according to Rabbi Lezer, I think Pshat Nigmoris Kasha is, so if you hold Nisuim Rishonim Apilim, so it comes out that before any husband died of these two sisters, there was already a Nefila of two sisters. And each one became Nesra, Al-Sachayse Kuke. It's not Hutra v'Nesra v'Chozra v'Hutra. Hutra v'Nesra v'Chozra v'Hutra, and the first one is if you hold Misa Mapelis. So she died first, and then the second one died, so then she became Achayse Kukosa. But if you hold Nisuim Rishoyne Mapilim, so B'chaye Baila, there was an Afila. B'chaye Baila, each one became an Achayse Kuke. So therefore, there's a Dinesra on both of them. So, what's your kasha on the Mishnah? The Mishnah holds you can't be miyab many of them because the Mishnah holds like Rabbi Lezer and Nesuim Rishonim Apilim. So, Rabbi Yochanan answered me the Sefer Rabbi Lezer, Reishel Rav Rabbi Lezer. The Sefer brings out Rabbi Lezer, Oymer Bisham, Yoymer Mikaimu, Bisulom Yitzis, Vaisis, the Reish is not Rabbi Lezer. So, the Gemara asks, V'neimulu denafel bebasachas. I have another etzah for you, Rabbi Yochanan. Let's say the Mishnah is speaking about that the two brothers that married the two sisters died bebasachas, the exact same time. Now, if they died at the exact same time, so there was no, so if they died the same time, so as soon as they fell the Yibum, each one was an achayse kuke. So if each one was an achayse kuke, so it was Nesra. Each one was Nesra. Wasn't Hutra v'Nesra. Hutra v'Nesra applies only if the first sister died first. So she was Hutra l'Yibum. Then the second sister died. So it's Hutra v'Nesra. So then if you give chalitza to the second sister, then it'll be permitted to be miyam the first sister. But let us say our Mishnah is speaking about that they died bebasachas. They died the same split second. So none of them was hutra. Both of them were nesra b'shas nefila. Rabbi Yosi Aglilihi, the Omar Efshel Letzamshem. Rabbi Yosi Aglil says, it is possible that it should be that both could die in the same split second. So the Gemara says, Leisosam Montana Rabbi Yosi Aglil, that we wouldn't have a star Mishnah like Rabbi Yosi Aglil. Rabbi Yosi Aglil, we don't pass on Rabbi Yosi Aglil, to have a star Mishnah like Rabbi Yosi Aglil. No, we wouldn't have it. So therefore, I don't understand the Mishnah. The Leimalei, so the Gemara asks, I have another Eitzah for you. The Loi Yadine, not like Rabbi Yosi Aglil. One, there's a Rishayne, and there's a Shniyeh. There's one husband died first, one husband died second, second husband died second, so one is Nesra, one is Hutra v'Nesra, about the Lo Yedina and Hainofel Bereisha. But I don't know which one died first. That means you have your two sisters. I don't know which sister the husband died first. And let's make it gor interessant, make a gor a poshut the case, that there were never two, these two brothers were in one house, and the house caved in, and we come into the house and both of them are dead. And now we have a shiloh, which one died first? We haven't the faintest idea.
So that's Pshat in the Mishnah. I have a beautiful Pshat in the Mishnah. That these two brothers died. I don't know which one died first. So Memela, you cannot be Miyabim any of the sisters because I don't know. Are you the Hutra? There's one that's a Hutra of a Nesradike. There's a one that's a Nesradike, but I don't know which is the Hutra of a Nesra, which is the Nesra. So therefore you can't be Miyabim anyone. So again, we're asking Akasha Rabbi Yochanan, how do you say ain't a Mishnah? The Mishnah doesn't make sense. Hey, have a beautiful Pshat in the Mishnah. You're 100% right. If I know who was Hutra Benesra, that the brother could be Miyabim after she becomes an Achais, Ois Achais Kuke. But our Mishnah is speaking about, I don't know which was Hutra Benesra and which was Nesra. Belein Beleid Lo Yedin in Hainofo Beresh. Ihochi, so Rabbi Yechanan said, if that's Pshat in the Mishnah, Haino diktoni kodmo bekonso yetziu. The Mishnah says that if these two brothers were miyabim, Besdin will force both of them to give a get. So I tell you like this. Bishleimer rishoine, the first brother who was miyabim, is a sheikitz. Amrinele man shoyeloch. Who gave you permission to be miyabim? That means the first one who was miyabim, was Boyul Achaisa Kukosai. That means, Zichra Yibim Be'isa. So Besdin will tell them, listen, you made a Yibim Be'isa, I couldn't talk. You give her a get. Eloshniye, but the second one who made Yibim, we don't know if he made a Yibim Be'isa or not. If he wasn't Miyabin Achaisa Kukke, that's for sure. Because the first one took off the Zikir. So now we have a suffix, were you miyabim a nesradike, or were you miyabim a hutra a nesradike? So he can taina omar, he could say, chavroi shniyo yibim, my chaver, my brother, he was miyabim the second one, and no rishayni miyabim, could be I was miyabim the first one. That means I'm married now. You want to force me to give a get? Prove to me I did an avla. Maybe my brother did the Yavla. Maybe I didn't do any Yavla. So Memela, that's what Rabbi Yechanan tainted. Aine de komalei achoyeis, aine yedeye mishonim. I don't know Pshat in the Mishnah. Let us see Rashi. Mid the Sefer de Masnisin Rabbi Lezer, de Tani Rabbi Lezer, oimer beshamei, oimer mikaimu, beisilu oimer mietziyu. So that's Rabbi Lezer. Why? So Rabbi Lezer first came in the safe. The leim alei the lo yedinin high novel bereishe the leim alei chaloitz lishni. I don't know which one fell first. Ihochi the mishum the lo yedinin who hoi have yedinin misyabemes rishayna is high no diktoni kloima ha diktoni yaitziu amai. So why did he have to give a get? Bish leim alei rishin amrin alei. Apik, with the first one, we tell him, listen, Rabbi, you give a get. The vade be sura saliyodach. Yizicha did an issa by being miyabim her. The inami rishaynei. A fellow will say, you were miyabim the first one. Abo man shal yinelach. Who said you're allowed to be miyabim her? Kle achay zekukihi. She's an achay zekuki. Umi meyachecha cholatz la achay so. So what right, you had no right whatsoever to be miyabim her. So Memela will counsel you, you should give her a get. Elosheini, but the second one who was miyabim, Lema, let him say, Achi sheyibim rishon, my brother who was miyabim first, Shnia ira lechelke, he was miyabim, got the second one. Vihavi zu rishona, Yibomesh Hutra Venesra Bechosra Vahutra. Dochi Oma Bepeiri Keitzat. Kodmu, the Gemara says this in the second Peiri, Kodmu Vekonsu Ein Meitziyim Yodam. Mishim Delek El Sofik Poga Bachayisukuka. Over there, it's a Sofik. Was he Pegeya Bachayisukuka? Was he not Pegeya Bachayisukuka? So it's also a suffix. Was he pegeya with the Nesradike? Was he not pegeya with the Nesradike? So there wouldn't be a din of Yaitzi. You can't force me to give a get. How do you know I did something wrong? I was playing Russian roulette. I took a chance, but how do you know I did something wrong? I did the kamalei achoyes eina yedeya mishonon leimotzi litrutze kishmaite klaus. Rabbi Yochanan said, I have no way how to explain the Mishnah according to my sheet.